So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
They sure are off the slide, ain't they?
Schneid.
Ain't no slide happening here in Houston. Nine
Schneid,
in a row, baby.
Schneid.
It was a slide. Ain't no slide. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is a microcosm of the dynamic here. That's John Lopez saying Schneid. I'm the one annoying him by saying slide. And then Figgy Fig instigating over there on the board. But having a good time
in
with you.
Bite me hoodie. How about that?
Yeah, yeah, look at that.
Bite me hoodie. Look at that.
This bad boy comfortable too,
oh,
man.
Oh, good.
You about to see it.
I'm about to get like 20 of these, man.
This is where my contrarian will come in. Now that everybody is trying to put on these fishing shirts, I'm going to push back against this and
go the other way.
You can't make me do it. I refuse to be one of you sheeple out here. You're in the loop on a football Friday here in a great city of Houston. Yeah, a lot of people very annoyed by the assertion that it seems like Steelers fans are making that the cold is going to do something to these Texans. I see the text line really going up and up. Apparently, Andrew Filippone, who was on with the morning show with Payne and Pendergast earlier, I believe it was 8 o'clock if you want to go back and listen to it at any point.
That's an interesting fella, too.
That is.
He made a couple bets. Didn't he make a piercing bet?
Did
that
he?
Get a nipple piercing or something?
Yes, he did.
That's just good radio. That's just good radio, man.
He had like five different bets like that.
I mean.
And lost them all.
Lopez bet that if the Texans won the Super Bowl, he'd get his tattoo. So, you know.
Except I didn't.
That's not how I recall. And I have a lot of character witnesses on the text line saying that you absolutely did. But Filippone made a mention of something that I've seen from other Steelers folks, or at least people in Pittsburgh, that there's a prevailing thought that going back, wild card teams that have played most of their games in a dome have not won a game under 40 degrees, which first and foremost, doesn't that sound
that's
like one of those stats where people hit all the different filters to finally find the answer they want?
That's an ESPN stat.
Yes, it is.
But on top of that, that just feels like it does not speak to this particular Texans team. Like, while that may be true, and I understand where that's coming from, this team is built in a way that for the cold in a way that other teams in Houston have not been.
They went to Kansas City and made them look bad.
And that's the one. That's the one that you could point to, but there's just not really been very many opportunities for them.
It's not even going to be that bad. It's going to be low 30s, light winds.
I think this team is built for it, right?
Yeah,
the way that their defense operates is not one that needs
windy and snowy or ice. Then we can talk about it.
And it's not like this offense is spread them out and just requires all of that too. I mean, they like running a football. I don't know how much more inefficient you can make the offensive run game even.
Yeah. And see, I feel like Pittsburgh, if I was a Pittsburgh fan, which is nasty, but if I was a fan, I would feel more confident because I don't really trust the Texans' offense.
Yeah.
And if we could keep the game close, then, you got Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's their plan.
Yeah. I would understand if they was coming from that point, but they don't give me the cold.
No.
Y'all can't play in the cold.
Like, even as much as we all, we're not cold weather people.
Oh, I'm not, but I lived a year in Kansas. I was all right.
If we had to go do something outdoors in the low 30s with light winds, we'd do it.
I mean, CJ Stroud played in the cold before.
Yes.
I mean, I know he's a Cali boy, yeah. but he played in the cold.
Haven't you heard people saying he's soft? That's mm-hmm. that's what they're saying. Yeah. I find that notion to be so annoying. Yeah. I've gotten very tired of it. I try not to mm-hmm. bring it up. I try and walk past
it's
it.
It's because he cried when Tank Dell got hurt.
No, that left
a
mark.
That's what it is. Yeah,
I mean,
if that didn't happen, I don't know if people would be saying he's soft.
Yeah. It says a lot, I think, though, about how we perceive things and what we are privy to. Because mm-hmm. I'm sure there's been dudes who get injured and that emotion is there, but it just is not given to us. And maybe that's ultimately what people are thinking about.
Yeah.
But I vividly remember being in that practice bubble when Brevin Jordan had his injury in mm-hmm. In training camp. And I saw the emotion that happened, not just from CJ, from other dudes on that team. And there's dudes on that team that you would not even come close to calling soft.
Yeah. Yep,
yeah.
They soft.
That have had those moments. Mm. And so, yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's annoying. I didn't give this much time, and we'll circle back around to it. But boy, what a game last night.
My goodness, that was fun. That was the perfect sports fan. You talked about how sports fans were stupid and we're, you know.
Wait, when did I say, hey, wait, hold on. Because there's a lot of people listening to me that are sports fans. Let's be clear here.
We're like cutters. You know, we just do this pain.
Oh, yeah.
We sign up for this pain.
If we were just operating logically,
yeah.
If you were being a sports fan is not the logical thing to do, except right. we're all here because it's a narcotic that we enjoy.
But when you don't have a dog in the fight and you get a game like last night, dang, that was fun. It was fun. It was five lead changes in the fourth quarter? Something like that. Incredible plays, hard hitting. I know this is a cliche, but gritty performance by Ole Miss in the first half when they were getting run up and down the field.
Four fourth quarter lead changes.
But hanging in there, four fourth quarter lead changes. And here's my takeaway, and I know you don't agree with it, but just let me lay it out.
All right. Go for it.
The NIL and the transfer portal is an absolute mess. We all know that. People talk about the Wild West. Hell, it makes the Wild West look like a book club.
I thought it was going pretty good.
Well, I'm going to get to that because there is a good side. It's chaos, the NIL and the transfer portal. But without them, we wouldn't have gotten last night. Flat out, we would not have gotten last night. Would Carson Beck have been on the field? Would Trinidad Chambliss have been on the field? Would Malachi Toney, the 17-year-old, would he have decided to come out early and reclassify as a freshman? Because he's supposed to be in high school right now mm-hmm. still.
Yeah, I've heard that quite a few times.
Had he not been offered $750,000 to reclassify, we would not have gotten last night without these things happening. And the other thing about it, yes, you can talk about how it's ruining college football, and there are certainly arguments to be made about how it's ruining some things about college football. But on the field, these are the teams that have been in the last few title games. Michigan, Washington, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Indiana, Oregon, Miami. You know what's weird about that? No SEC teams.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, that's been a sub conversation
about
this. But
I think that's part of this too. Because the SEC was, hey, if you got a car dealership, give half your money to our players. You know, they did it under the table. The SEC was notorious about that.
Oh, yeah. And I would always push people to what was one of my favorite pieces. Yeah. I think I've told you about it. Yeah. Stephen Gottfried's Meet the Bagmen that I think he did for SB Nation a decade plus ago. Yeah, the SEC has been making sure that these dudes have gotten money.
And now everybody gets money. So my point is, it's an absolute mess. It's chaotic. It's all that. But on the field for college football, it's good. It's really good.
I think that you get these types of games without that. I hear your point. And I'm not trying
Carson Beck was in CJ Stroud's recruiting class.
Yeah.
I think you get more of a chance from teams like Ole Miss I'm not calling them like a little underdog.
That's like another great example.
But
more teams have a chance, especially if they participate.
Yeah.
In the NIL stuff.
Oh yeah. It mitigates some of the other factors that historically have determined whether or not you can compete at this level, especially in a sustained way without cheating, right? It used to be that geography mattered so much more to what's happening. I think it still matters in a small degree, but we're changing that. Mm-hmm. Now the geography matters in so much
Texas
as
Tech.
What do you have in your area that allows other people to filter the number one thing in America, money.
Indiana.
Yeah, your program.
It's not just Alabama and Georgia.
Yes.
And, you know, you got Indiana now.
No, I am with you on the whole.
But
on the field, it's been
just
good.
On the field. But institutional support has always mattered, and coaching has always mattered. Yeah. I think with Indiana, you can look at the talent, and now a lot of that talent transfers with Cignetti, which I think that is a point that is there to be made and cannot
be. With Cignetti and a lot of money.
I mean,
shout out to Mark Cuban.
Those guys go to Indiana because they came from JMU because they wanted
to
play.
But that's not his whole team.
Trying to say that.
I mean, Mendoza came from Cal.
Sure. Yeah. No, but I mean that coaching aspect matters in it, and that institutional investment has always mattered.
Mendoza have won the Heisman 5 years ago?
That's such a. There's so many more factors to consider
on the field.
I wouldn't bet on it.
It's been good, man. It's been good.
Oh, well, I mean, making sure that the players are paid and invested in, I thought that's absolutely been a good thing for college football. I think we might be overstating the impact on this game in particular.
Game is the perfect example. There wouldn't have been a Carson Beck. There wouldn't have been a Trinidad Chambliss.
Trinidad Chambliss, you absolutely could have had.
You could argue, but I don't know if there would have been.
I mean, because
Malachi Toney might have been at a prom.
That one maybe.
They offered him $750,000. Hey, can you reclassify for that? Sure. Sure, I'll do it.
But you did mention something that has been happening that I feel like we have not taken enough stock at, which is, hey, SEC.
Yeah.
It just means more? They have been awful this bowl season.
I'll tell you what, I think it does mean more, as we illustrated with the old car dealership guys. I mean, they've always been good. They always will be good. I think the SEC is kind of suffering from all this. I think it all ties together.
We'll talk more about this game itself because we did not give enough due to a Miami Hurricanes team that it came down to Selection Sunday, where we did not believe them being the team that would make it in, to them ultimately going and winning a couple of games the hard way and getting themselves into a national championship game that, mind you, is going to be played in their own backyards in South Florida. What a run that they have had. And shout out to, again, Carson Beck, Malachi Toney, Bane.
Who was that receiver? Keelan Allen, the guy that had 100-yard receiving for Miami. He was pretty dang incredible. They put on
Marion, Keelan Marion.
Keelan Marion, yeah.
Yeah, it was a very good game that, honestly, Ole Miss has got to be feeling tough because they were this close to winning that game, and they had every right to be. If that switches up and maybe that last second, Hail Mary is brought down, they would have every right as well to claim their right in or claim their place in the championship game. But it's Miami. We'll talk more about that a little bit later, especially when we get ourselves ready for the other half, the other semifinal that's leading to the college football game. When we get to college football Friday, get you your headline, or maybe not your headline, but just talk about it. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. What's a project that you probably will never get to? 713-572-4610. We do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare.
All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.